League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there. League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Stevie here. Thanks for checking out the audio format of the show. You're about to listen to pro skater and podcaster Kelly Hart. My favorite part of the interview was him talking about how he linked up with Chris Roberts and Roger Bagley to start the Nine Club podcast. Thanks for tuning in. Peace. Welcome back to another episode of the Stevie Weeby Show. We have a very special guest tonight. Please welcome for the first time, professional skater, podcaster from the Nine Club, Kelly Hart.
Dude, you are the best.
You're the best. I'm kind of nervous having you in here.
What?
Because I saw you at Stoner Skate Park years ago, over 10 years ago, and I was too scared to say hi to you.
What was I sitting there?
You were sitting on your skateboard, and I'm like, you know, to me, I know you don't see yourself this way, but you know, remember Happy Days, Fonzarelli?
Okay.
You were cool like Fonzarelli to me.
I'm not cool like Fonzarelli.
But to me, you were. I'm like, dude, he's sitting. He looks so cool. Sitting.
What was I wearing?
I don't know what you were. Okay, I'll tell you what.
I like a leather jacket.
Where you were. So you were on, you know, like there's that bank, you know, on the side. You were on the other side of that, closer to the drinking fountain side.
Oh, okay.
You know, there's a little nook where you could hide.
Okay.
You were sitting there stretching.
Oh, interesting.
By yourself. You were stretching, and then I just remember just rolling by you, and I'm like, dude, there he is.
Are you sure that was me?
I was definitely 100%.
Did I have long hair or short hair?
Short hair.
Okay, so that was a couple years ago.
Yeah, short hair. Yeah.
Nice.
I don't know. I think you had a hat on or something.
Probably beanie or I don't know. That's awesome, though. Or not awesome. You should have said hi.
I know. Now, you know what? It's weird because now, because of podcasting, I feel like, because I'm a fan of the Nine Club, and I've seen you enough times where there's a familiar aspect where, oh, yeah.
Wait, was the podcast, was Nine Club going on when you saw
it? I don't think it was.
Okay. So
how long has it been going?
5.5 years.
It was before that.
Wow. So maybe.
If that's great you brought that up. If it was happening, I would have probably done it because there's that familiar. I would have been like, oh, I seen him in the Nine Club.
Yeah.
And there would be more like, hey, dude, good, great episode with whatever, you know, whatever skater was on, you know?
Yeah, well, next time, say what's up. Even though now we actually know each other.
Yeah. And a shout out to Andrew Nicholas.
Andrew.
He brought us, I give him a lot of love. I got a lot of love for Andrew. How'd you meet Andrew?
You know what's funny is I love our introduction to each other because I judge like a lot of our street leagues and like the world skate stuff. Mm-hmm. And I love that you're chewing dip. It's amazing. You don't like barf when you just do that? Like, don't people, if I was to do that, I would barf.
I don't even spit. It's one of those things where I know it's gross, but to me, it's like beef jerky juice or something. It's like
beef jerky juice.
Yeah, it tastes good to me.
So you just swallow the juice?
Yeah.
That is beast.
I know it's gnarly. I know a lot of dudes, like, even dudes in the Midwest or something, we've done live Scissor Bro shows. Like, dudes that have grown up chewing, they once they find out, dude, you don't spit, it's like... the respect I gain a couple points
this dude's from, gnarly.
Okay,
so you're gnarly.
Well, I guess with the, in the chewing game.
Sick.
So you met Andrew just like
I judged the street leagues and all these other contests, Tampa, which I love doing, it's super fun. But he was working with Yuto Horigome and Deshaun, you know, all these skaters, and he kind of like he knows all the skaters and he works with them.
Real talented guys, huh?
Yeah, he's really really good working with skaters.
Yeah,
but he would come up hot after a contest and be like, "Why was that score that score?" And you'd come up to me because I don't know.
Oh, to the judges?
Yeah, but he, but I would be the one dude that he knew just because like I'm more of like I don't know, I was skating more that back
then, whatever. Yeah, yeah.
So he was coming to me and I'd be like, "Dude, who are you? Chill out. Let's talk."
Yeah.
And like what? And then it became like us just not arguing, but going back and forth and the debating things.
Yeah.
And then it
as
came
far to, as like criteria, trick criteria, and all
that. Yeah. Just like you know why a score got this and like giving them the reasoning and then it kind of became like mutual. Oh, I think he already respected me in the first place.
Oh, of course.
But then it became a real mutual respect because I really like appreciated his like. This love for like wanting to know the answers, wanting to help out his team or his guys, like, like, and I was like,
loyal guy.
And I was, and he knew his stuff.
He could skate too.
Yeah, dude.
Have you seen him skate?
I went the first time I saw him skate.
He could skate, dude.
I saw him skating at the Olympic course.
And he had a run. He did a run.
He skated. He did a backside 360 flip over this hip, and I was like, "What the fuck was that?"
No, he could skate, dude. Yeah. You know what the thing about him? He's like, he keeps it. He hides his superpowers.
Yeah.
Yeah, he hides it. Because he brought me, I skated a couple times with him, but then I noticed every time, like at the Almani Park, he brought me to the Almani Park, he was doing stuff there. I'm like, well, I didn't know you could do that.
Yeah, I think he
like stuff. I think he keeps it under wraps.
Well, I don't think he likes to show off his own talent. And like,
he's a coach.
He likes to highlight his dudes, and I think he like keeps it to himself and just skates.
Right, right. But he's got, I mean, let's get into your history. Are you from California? Like, where are you originally
from? I'm from Orange County.
You're from Orange County?
Yeah, I'm from Laguna Hills.
Laguna Niguel?
Close to that. Laguna Hills, Laguna Beach area.
Yeah, my cousin Sue used to live in Laguna Niguel. Yeah.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
You ever go down there?
Yeah, I have vague memories as a kid. I had a good time always there, yeah.
There's a skate park I grew up skating called Laguna Hills Skate Park. Mm-hmm. They call it Pink Park, and I grew up skating there. Yeah, I just started skating in Laguna, and I grew up playing sports, like
you did,
like full-on jock, dude.
I could totally see, because you have an athletic build. Not judging you, but can I guess
were you judging me a little bit?
No, but in a good way. I was sizing you up as far as what sports, like I was looking at your build and stuff. Can I guess what sports you played?
Sure.
Soccer?
No. Oh, I played it when I was like in first grade. So no, that's other than that,
okay,
no.
Give me another chance. Like some kind of running sport, like cross country.
No.
Okay. Strike two. Football?
I did play football. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Woo! Okay. What other sports? Yeah.
I played football, basketball, and baseball, and
hard. Like you're in the teams and everything.
Yeah, I kind of like. I think in my freshman year in high school is when I really got like really into it because that's when I kind of like. Man, I sound like a jock, but it was like I was doing
I was
that.
A jock too, my friend.
Oh, what did you play?
I was a wrestler.
Oh, I saw that.
Yeah.
I saw you and your brother wrestling.
I was since sixth grade. It wasn't by choice.
But
I was recruited.
So you had to wear that tight little thing?
Oh yeah, dude. It scrunched up your nuts. All of it.
Did you feel like you were good?
No, I didn't feel that way. Like, okay, so the way I got thrown into it in sixth grade, this guy, Brandon Wietek, was like, "We need a Lee, we need you." I'm like, "Huh?" And they're like, they needed a 65 pounder, the littlest weight class.
Okay, wow.
And then I didn't know nothing about it. They put me on a scale and I had to wrestle. And I survived. Just because of instinct. I didn't know what I was doing.
Like fighting for your life?
Yeah! It was like a caged animal type thing. But I think that instinctively did a double leg and I lifted the guy up and slammed him.
Did you win?
Yeah, I won by a chance. And then I remember my coach like lifted me up like a trophy.
They carried you away.
Yeah, like Rudy or something. Yeah. You know, like the movie Rudy or something.
Dude, that's a Rudy moment.
Yeah, it was a Rudy moment. Yeah. But guess what? The high school coach, Brandstetter, happened to be at that. He used to recruit. He used to go to all the middle. He used to recruit.
Oh, this is in middle school.
This is a middle school, sixth grade. But the high school guy, coach, was there. He saw that. So I was in the long haul. I was in for since.
Just because that one dude saw
one... the coach. Not the one dude, the coach.
So, and he was psyched. Yeah, the coach saw
the
you.
The coach,
and
the main head coach.
And the guy was carrying you away, and he was like, this guy's
like,
the best.
Okay, noted.
Yeah. And so you went. Did you play all through high school?
6th, 7th, 8th, 9th, 10th, 11th. All since 6th grade to 12th grade.
And when you just stopped after 12th?
Yeah, because I choked at the state tournament. I've talked about this extensively before. Extensively.
I don't want to like.
Oh, I'll give you an example. It's like this. Okay. Let's say. Okay. I'll give you an example skateboarding wise. Let's say I was Yuto, right?
Okay.
And, I was winning all the contests, all the street leagues. But then when it went to the Olympics, where it counted, I didn't land one trick.
Oh, yeah.
That's what happened.
Yeah. Oh, well. You know what? You're okay. You're doing all right, dude.
Yeah, I mean, I'm glad it happened now in hindsight because I, through years later, I learned from, you need to fail.
Yeah.
Don't you think?
Yeah, totally.
As far as, skateboarding is all about failing, isn't it?
When you try tricks, you get up and try it again.
That's what it is.
I mean, so the funny part is for me is like growing up, being in sports, like I kind of like, I was good, but I remember this one time specifically. I don't know why this like got to me so hard. Was I played football? I played flag football. Chris Roberts always makes fun of me because I played flag football when I was a kid. But before I was going to high school, it was like 8th grade. They were like the coach that was this major like fucking football league, whatever the fuck. And he was like, "Oh, Kelly can't." They took all my friends, but they didn't take me.
Oh, that happened to me too.
Because they thought I was small.
Yeah, I got clipped from the flag football team.
See, dude, isn't that such a disrespectful thing to do?
Yeah, but did you have to find out? Was there like a list in the PE room where you like had you looked at the list?
No, I didn't. Wasn't it PE? It was like a off. It wasn't in school. It was like a side.
But you knew you weren't on the roster.
Yeah, they told my mom. My mom was like, "Are you shitting me?" He's like,
"Yeah, I didn't make it either. Because of my size."
Yeah, so it was too small.
Yeah.
And I was
but you could have been running back?
I was a wide receiver.
Oh, right. So how'd you make the team then if you got cut?
So that year, I kept skating and I played flag football for the other team. It was cool. It was like the team, it was weird. It was like a younger crew of dudes and I was just like, cool. They're all like my size, which are all smaller, I guess. I don't know.
There's some there's some cheats in flag football that I learned.
Cheats?
Like, yeah. Did you notice like when you're trying to grab for the flag, the swipe.
Oh, you could.
I didn't even think about that. They taught me. I used to see other teams do that. The good guy.
Did you get like a foul for that though?
Not if you're slick about it. If the referee doesn't see it, you could swipe the hand away.
Damn.
Yeah.
I gotta try that. Even though I haven't played for a while. But totally. Yeah. We should go play.
Do you play with friends still?
Would it be amazing if you just like walk around with flag football?
Yeah, that'd be amazing. It's a great sport.
Okay, regular football is gnarly.
Is gnarly. Like, concussions, man.
Yeah, it's super gnarly. I've seen people get knocked out.
Yeah.
So anyway, the cool thing was that the next year I went to high school and I was playing. I fucking died skating. Like right before the season was about to start, I was wide receiver and I was on the team. I grew at that point. Yeah. I was like, okay, like whatever.
And you're still skating on the off time?
Yeah, I was doing everything and then skating as well. Like
so you would go to practice, then you go to the park or something?
Like I would just skate flat ground in front of I have like a little where I grew up was like a nice little neighborhood, like a nice driveway.
And you would do flat ground?
I'll skate flat ground. I had a box, I had a flat bar.
Oh, you did that.
I was just doing it at my house.
You learned your stuff.
Yeah.
How did you learn all your tricks? Did you watch video?
I was watching videos like when I first started, it was like I was 11 and I saw sorry, my phone keeps going off.
No, it's all good. It's all good.
Sorry.
The 411s, were they around back then?
Oh, yeah. It was like, first one I saw was issue 15.
411-15.
It was super good. It had, you mentioned Laban Fidus.
Yeah, Laban's been here.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Yeah. Dude, he had a nasty frontside flip back in the day, like even in like pools and stuff like that.
I just remember him doing the juggling stuff, and he had this
Caught clean.
But he had this really like crazy. It was my first time seeing videos where like people were introducing themselves.
Yeah.
I ride for fucking.
Oh, he had skits. Remember he had skits?
He had skits in his thing, and I was like, this is fucking insane.
Remember he was a crazy pasture, and then he was the
exactly.
He was like, hey man, that was like he was on the track. Or something.
Yeah.
Do you remember that skit? He had like four different characters.
I don't remember exactly each skit, but he was literally, I remember watching it and being like, this is wild.
It was captivating.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's when you knew like he had other things going on. Like he liked acting and skits and stuff like that.
And, but to be honest, I never really, that was the only time I heard of him. And I knew of him and I saw him and Caught Clean was the video he did. But I never really
watched
it.
Jeff King.
Jeff King.
Yeah, shout out to Jeff King.
Jeff King, actually. I wrote for the same skate shop as him.
Jeff King?
Yeah. Jay's Board Shop in Laguna.
Jeff King.
Yeah, he
from
wrote.
From San Diego?
He wrote for, there was a shop in Temecula called Jay's Board Shop. They moved to Laguna Hills right down the street from my house.
Yeah.
And I totally sidetracked from
the football thing,
but it's all good. But anyways, whatever happened was that I ended up, one thing I learned from that whole experience with to really believe in myself.
Yeah.
Was when I slammed on my board. I couldn't walk. I could barely walk.
Did you tweak your ankle?
I slammed in my tailbone super, super gnarly.
In your driveway?
Yeah.
Oh, geez.
And I went to practice the next day, and my coach was so fucking pissed at me.
Did you tell him you did a skateboard?
Yeah, and he was so pissed. He's like, are you shitting me? It's like, you're done. You're not playing the whole year. And the year hadn't started yet. The season had started like next week.
Yeah.
I had to wait for like a month. And then the first actual game started, the first game of the season.
Jeez.
And I'm like, okay, I'm not playing. I'm benched. And randomly my friend can't play. He's like sick.
So you had a sub in?
So he's like, hey, Kelly, you're taking a spot. You're fucking welcome, but you ain't getting the ball. Like all this shit. My best friend was the quarterback back then, and he randomly just one play, fired the ball at me. I made this crazy diving catch.
You caught it?
I caught it. Next play, did it again, scored a touchdown.
After you're injured?
Yeah, and I just started running again. I was finally doing it.
Wow.
And so the coach was like,
Oh,
you're in. And it was like the first time.
That was your Rudy moment.
It was my Rudy moment.
Yeah, I swear to God.
I watched that movie.
I'm a fan of Rudy.
I watched that one scene at the end where he's like playing.
Rudy.
Like
when
Rudy. The whole crowd.
Do you know John Favreau was in that movie?
Yeah, that's his brother.
Yeah. People don't realize. Shout out to John Favreau. Because, you know, look what he's doing now. Mandalorian.
Dude, all the Star Wars stuff.
All the cool stuff.
Yeah.
But he was in. This is before Swingers.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, he was. Yeah. Because Rudy was in that was in the 90s, wasn't it?
I remember going to that movie for some reason. Yeah, I don't remember.
Yeah,
that was
back in the day.
But, like, that one moment was something in me that I was like, I could actually do shit.
You're athletic.
I'm like, not even just athletic, but, like, when people told me I couldn't do shit, I can.
Right. You had a mental change.
It was, like, this cool thing. And then after that, I kind of just fell in love with skateboarding. Like I already did, but I was like, told my parents, I was like,
I want to do this.
I don't even want to get sponsored. Yeah. I just don't want to do that.
You want to do the skateboard?
I want to do whatever I want
to
do.
What appealed to you about skateboarding? Why did you like it so much?
I don't know. I was thinking about this the other day. I think it was like you find this thing and when I first discovered, I remember the first time my friend showed me like what an ollie was.
Yeah.
And I was like, wait, I've had this skateboard in my garage. I've been riding around my ass on it. Mm-hmm, like, you're telling me I can do tricks on this thing?
Oh, you thought you could just cruise around.
Yeah, it was on my ass going down the driveway.
Like sidewalk surfing.
Yeah, there was. And I didn't see any videos or magazines. Mm-hmm. I just saw it, whatever. But I was like, dude, you can do tricks. And then when I realized you can do all these tricks, and then this world that we live in is just this open canvas of doing tricks.
You could do whatever anywhere.
And I was like, that's unbelievable.
That blew your mind.
And then like I saw videos, there was music involved. I saw people wearing dope clothes.
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of related to certain skaters and I just kind of got obsessed.
Was there the one guy in your town that could do the kickflip? And you're like, oh, this one guy could do a kickflip.
I always say,
because there's always that one guy.
Well, it's funny. It's like
in the 90s. I mean, now everyone could do it, but back then.
Oh, dude, if there's that one dude that could do a kickflip.
There's that one wizard in your town.
There was a dude that could do a tray flip, and his name was Clint Roberts.
Oh, that was the master.
Yeah, and he I saw him do it. It was like you heard about it, and then I saw him at this local. Like it wasn't a skate park. It was a curb that kind of curved.
Yeah.
And he tray flipped off of it, and we were like, oh my
god! You saw it in person?
Yeah.
And would it happen? Would that?
I don't know. That was possible. I thought it was like, and I never.
To you, it was like wizardry.
So I take my hat off randomly.
You know, that's my name. But it was like wizardry. You're like, oh my, he's whipping it and it flipped and
He had like these Duffs on that were like these
I remember
old Duffs.
Duffs.
They were like sick back then, back.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I was like, dude, he has Duffs on. That's sick. Like I got a pair of Duffs. Yeah. And,
that was after Vision Streetwear and all that.
Oh, way. Yeah, after. Right after, I started skating like 95.
Okay.
So it's
when
Trilogy came out and like Mouse was like 96 and like.
Oh, I remember Trilogy.
That was like the first video that like.
Was that around 20 Shot Seek?
That was after.
Okay, so that was Trilogy, what we used to watch.
20 Shot and then Trilogy was
after.
Yeah,
we used to watch that on the VHS like.
Oh, yeah.
Like in the dorm, like the homie had a VHS.
You'd watch it. You went to college.
That's how I got into skating mostly when I went to ASU. I had a board, and then I met some kids on the other side of campus. They lived up in my same dorm.
Wow.
And it was all mixed. You know, it was the white guy, the black guy, the Native American guy. It was like my crew.
Yeah.
And then that's when we started going, because it was a bust on campus. Dude, the campus police were gnarly.
They had good skate spots there.
Yeah, but dude, if they caught you on campus, they would treat you like a criminal.
I've heard
like,
that.
Sit down.
I've heard that there.
And I remember I had a brand new setup. I had a brand new board, and he confiscated it. I didn't get it to years later. Like
actually got it back years later?
Like a year and a half, 2 years later. They had it at like.
Because you had to go back for the ticket or like.
Yeah, they took it. They took it, and I had to go to student service. It was a whole thing.
Did you even care that you got it back?
No, but then I got it back, and I remembered. Oh, dude, I remember. Oh,
wow.
Yeah.
Damn, dude.
But that's when the wedge. You know, there's a spot called the wedge. You probably skated it.
There's a skate park, and it has. Yeah.
This is before the skate park.
Oh, so it was just like
the. It was just the
The bump over
there. Yeah, no, it was just that. You know, under the bridge, it was the bank.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And I remember back then. You know, we had our crew, but the best crew was this guy named Sean Hughes, Eric Ellington, Scotty Copel. Man.
Oh yeah.
So I didn't know who they were, but when I seen that, like when they rolled up to the spot, everyone like sat down, either cleared out or sat on their boards and watched them.
Yeah. How cool is that? Like, that's like,
yeah.
When you see like the cool people come, you're like, oh wow,
they were good. They were the best.
Yeah, you could see them do like a. Trick up something or like I grew up I would go to Huntington Beach skate park and like that was where I would see pros and I'd be like
Tom Penny
I never saw him in person. I remember seeing Dustin Dolan there
and then were you and, tripping
like, yeah I didn't know who he was though. He wasn't anyone yet.
Oh.
But he was like this little dude that was just fucking firing off shit. He had a hoodie on
you're like
this guy's gnarly and he's doing shit and like I remember seeing like Ryan Kenrich. I don't know if you remember Ryan Kenrich. Rest in peace. Yeah. There was just a bunch of skaters I would see there back in the day.
Alex Moll.
I know Alex. Yeah, I don't know. You would just see. Do you know who Matt Costa is?
No.
He's a singer.
For a band?
He used to. Dude, he had like Apple ads. What? Like he was like on the he was on you go to Apple stores and you would just be on you know Jack Johnson is the
singer?
he would travel with him.
He did the Curious George soundtrack.
So he would roll with him. He grew up skating that
Jack
park.
Jack Johnson skated?
No. So that guy Matt Costa.
Oh, he skated, but he was kind of like Jack. He was a musician.
Yeah, he would travel with Jack Johnson.
Oh, so he was a musician, legit.
Yeah,
on a label, had albums.
Totally.
And like, he skated?
And he skated. He was like super good. And I'll be like,
he was super good too?
Yeah. And I was like, this guy's the best. Straight up. Like,
wow.
So it was cool to see him kind of do his thing. And it was like the first, I was like, well, this guy's good, but he just like went somewhere else.
So do you think that that's like a common ground where like it's an artistic outlet where musicians just happen to be good at skating, vice versa? Because are they similar somehow, do you think?
I think you know,
like musicians and because there's a lot of experimenting and
I mean, I don't know. I think it's a kind of my, it's kind of, I think it's kind of like comedians, musicians, skateboarders. Huh. You just keep doing it because you love it.
Yeah.
And you're like obsessed with it. And like, it doesn't matter if you suck at it or not. You just kind of love it and do it. I don't know.
How did you eventually get hooked up like on Expedition? Like how'd you meet Chris and get on companies or shops?
I met homies just around my neighborhood skating, which is really cool. Mm-hmm. Like, and I'm friends with them still to this day. Mm-hmm. Tyrone Romero, my friend Vince Domingo, they ended up working at LRG Clothing.
Are they still around?
Yeah, they're around for sure.
Aren't they based out of like the Bay or something?
No, they're actually based out of like Southern California, like in Laguna.
Oh, okay.
Like
I didn't know that.
Orange County.
Okay.
The like, owner.
Same thing as Ruka. Ruka's out of there too.
I believe so.
Yeah, Ruka.
Yeah. And like, but they, like the owner, Jonas Pavakla, rest in peace. He like grew up in Laguna Beach. I don't know. They grew up this rad community of skaters and people in this, this clothing brand. And then, but I ended up just meeting these dudes. They took me around skating with them. Mm-hmm. They gave me a lot of shit because I was a young kid because they were older than me.
They hook you up?
But yeah, they worked for a skate shop called Jay's Board Shop. My friend Vince did.
So they give you shop boards?
They didn't at first. I would just kind of hang out with them. Mm-hmm. And then they gave me, like, they started hooking me up. I went skating with a dude. He gave me it's like, yeah, you're on the team. And like, I went skating with him and I freaking ran into my mom's house straight up, like woke her.
They put you on?
On the skate team for the skate shop.
That's a big deal.
Oh, dude, especially I was going into eighth grade, so I kept to go to school.
And you're the cool. Now you're the
cool
kid.
I got sponsored,
you're
dude.
The cool kid, man. Holy shit.
But that was like the thing that like everyone like.
Word spread on that campus.
Well, skateboarding wasn't the coolest thing. Skateboarding wasn't the coolest thing back then.
Doesn't matter though. If you know, there's a cool.
With all the homies, it was.
That's a cool element. There's a cool element about that.
I was the only. And then I had friends that wrote for other shops, and some of my friends went to different schools. But
can you shout out the board shop again?
Jay's Board Shop. It's not around anymore, but
I want to write it down anyway.
Yeah. What do you write? What do you?
I do notes.
That's sick.
Yeah. Just random stuff. So I remember.
Yeah.
Jay's Board Shop.
Jay's Board Shop. They're a big help to me. And then like,
What does that entail though? That you get free boards? How does that work?
Yeah, it's like you get a free board like once a month probably, and
that's
then like,
cool.
Yeah, totally. But I think the things that used to happen the most back then, and I think it still does happen with skate shops.
Yeah.
You ride for the shop, and the people that work there, they give your footage to the reps at companies
without your approval.
No, with your approval. Oh, okay. Or they'll be like things.
Well, they'll
like,
do it on the slide.
They'll do it on the slide, but like, hey, I think this guy fits this brand. Like, he really fucks with your brand. Like,
so that's what they did with you?
Kind of. They knew what I liked, and they would give my footage to reps, and the reps would be like, yeah, I can hook it up with like a board or two, whatever. The first one that really stuck was Gold Wheels, which was like Stevie Williams had it, and this guy Eli Gold did it, and it was fucking awesome. It was like
they
all my they gave me the flow. Oh. Like, you know, flow is like a thing.
Well, describe to the listeners and viewers what does that mean? Because not all of them are skaters.
Flow is like, you know, it's not, you're not sponsored on the team, but like they're testing you out. They're giving you free gear and see what you do. Like, let's see what your work is.
So it's before amateur. It's like kind of like the amateur, like your kind of.
No, I guess you could say like this for a company, it would be like flow, am, and then pro.
Okay, let me write that down.
Yeah.
So you were on Flow for Gold Wheels.
And at that point, Gold Wheels had just started connected with the KO Corp with his Expedition, and DGK was just starting in Organica.
That's how it popped off.
And
there,
I kept sending my sponsoring tapes. And like, I've mentioned this before, like whatever, but like, I kept sending my tapes to Expedition.
Why Expedition? What stood out?
It was like, I saw him in videos, but like in Transworld videos, Shane and Gwynn. I thought Brandon Beeble wrote for him back then.
Oh, Brandon, he did?
Yeah, just Stefan Janowski.
You're right, when he was younger, huh?
Yeah. And I was a big fan. Ryan Gallant.
Janowski?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
It was pretty sick.
Gallant did too?
I wrote with him when I did too.
God, he's
Ryan Gallant's amazing.
Yeah. He's in the video game that I showed you before we started.
The skate game?
Yeah, I think he's in the skate game.
Dude, do they still get royalties on that, you think?
I don't know, but didn't he write for Plan B
later? He went for Expedition. He went to Plan B, and then he came back to Expedition.
He's in the game because I show their sponsors and stuff.
Yeah, he disrespect the Expedition, but it's all good. I'm just kidding.
That's cool. But dude, that's
now
cool
I ride for his company now. You called do Visit, yeah. But which
I want to get into that too, and I want to show that.
Yeah.
So Expedition, then you got on finally.
I got on the team, and but I kept sending sponsor me tapes, and I got on the fourth one. Troy Morgan, that dude, I owe a lot to that dude. Do I have a booger?
No. I might have boogers.
I had a booger, dude.
I noticed too that you used lip balm too.
Yeah, well, because it was a little dry
dude. Do you use it in your nose like me?
You use it in your nose?
All right, timestamp that. All right, timestamp that part. Yeah, I get boogers and I get dry stuff in my nose.
Do you put like, wait, dude.
Yeah. Yeah, Blistex?
I use all of them.
I have Carmex.
Wait, so you don't do like this or do you do like the...
No, I do both.
So you stick this in your nose?
Yeah.
And you chew dip?
Yeah, I have a lot of bad habits. I mean, we could talk an hour just on my bad habits. I mean, if you want to take it there, we could go there.
It'd be amazing if I just saw you put the dip in and then you were just like, your mouth.
I know.
That's sick.
I mean, how do you attract a female when you have...
That's the way to do it.
Put
some flag football things on, fucking kick it.
How the hell do you attract... I mean, if a female were to see me like at Starbucks, put in a dip... And then put like things in my boogers and like do that.
Like you put it on there, but you had booger still. Like it just you had the booger still there.
Can I confess something? We might edit. I might have to edit this out. Well, but can I confess something? Where else I put Carmex on? And we might. Can you at least be mindful of the time, Chelsea? What? Okay, so
you should have. Well, we're mic'd up.
Yeah, no. We have.
Okay.
No, we are. We are for future episodes. My nuts.
Okay. I mean, I had an idea. It was somewhat like
I put Carmex on my nutsack.
Okay.
You heard of that?
No. That's sick, though. I mean, that's cool. Why? Hey, dude. There's so much crazy shit going on in the world.
I like that. I like that. I like your response. And that's the most obvious response is why.
Yeah, but like,
can I tell you why? And then I'll answer with the one syllable word too.
Yeah, I was assuming you were just going to tell me regardless.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Syllables. I was gonna say dry, but dryness.
Oh, dryness.
I'll leave it at that.
Okay. Yeah, dryness. Dry. It's cold outside. It is dry. And you're from Arizona, dude.
Live
there for a while.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. ASU.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, that's why. Because like you went to ASU.
That you're like standing up for me. Like, yeah. If you're Arizona. It was dry in Arizona, right?
Yeah. You brought it out here. It's all good. You picked it up there.
I'm guessing that there's other people that do that, but they're not gonna admit that.
Probably not on a podcast. But you know.
Yeah.
It's yours. It's your podcast. So fuck it.
I'm so sorry. And then like in my mind, I'm regretting the last 5 minutes.
Please leave it on. Please leave it in there. Please.
Okay, let's go back to Expedition, huh?
Oh yeah,
let's
perfect.
Get off the Carmex
perfect
and the
fucking transition.
Let's go back to the realness.
No, that's
the real stuff.
That's basically it. I love this conversation.
Yeah.
I don't really like. Okay, I'll tell you a little bit about myself, but I love.
Are
shit
you
like
looking
this.
At me differently?
Not at all.
Mine? Oh no. No. You might have to. Might have to quarantine that after. Hey, can we? Okay, so we're about to do the transition into your because Expedition. You're on a newer company as well. Because I want to promote. I want to promote your board as well. If you could break it out.
Well, I brought it for
you.
Yeah.
I appreciate it. Thank you. I appreciate it. But I want to really. I want to really plug it, Kelly.
Oh, thank you.
So can I flash it?
This is one of my boards.
So this is Visit company is they're beautiful design.
Thank you. I thought you might like
it's
it.
It's simple. I love the look at that. It's got, that's beautiful.
Know, the flower. My last name starts with the H. You know, flowers.
Clean.
Yep.
Where I want people who watch this, how do they best support getting this? How do they get a Kelly Hart visit board?
Well, you can get it on visitskateboarding.com. Mm-hmm. The rad thing about the brand, also, it's Ryan Gallant and his wife do it out of the garage.
That's awesome.
And they print the boards there company, out of the garage.
So you stayed loyal to
Gallant. He asked me, and I'm a huge fan of Ryan since I was a little kid.
He's OG, dude. Like,
And so it's just been a pleasure to skate with him on skate teams and travel with him.
How many people on the team?
It's right now for pros, it's just me and him.
Oh, we have
Ryan Guizzo. He's been killing it for a while, but he's been repping, and it's cool, man. It's just fun, and it's nothing like too serious. I'm like, Ryan, man, I can't like film a video part right now. I'm like kind of busy. And he's like, dude, Kelly, just do what you do and just have fun.
Right.
And I was like, dude, that's kind of, that's all I want for skateboarding.
He's mindful about that.
Yeah. And he's killing it. He's got his own thing. So
how does one get like, let's
visit skateboarding.com.
Okay. Visit skateboarding.com.
Yeah.
Okay.
Bless you.
Bless you, Chelsea. Sorry. It's my CarMex talk. Visit skateboards.com.
Visit skateboarding.com.
And then click on this particular beautiful
You can get a couple
board.
Different ones.
Oh, there's just one version?
This is just, there's this, and then I have like, there's a King of Hearts board, a couple other graphics. So,
okay,
get Ryan's board, get my board.
Just support visitskateboards.com
today.
Go to the website today.
And you can get them at skate shops too. I don't know which skate shops out there have it, but they have them a lot of places. So, like, thank you for anyone who even supports me in the first place.
Yeah,
No, dude.
And I want to get it because you're a part of a huge podcast, the premier podcast in the world, Nine Club.
Yeah, I'm very honored.
Shout out to
Chris Roberts.
And Roger Bagley. Roger Bagley. How did you link up with Chris? How did that happen?
That's just I knew Chris back in the day from skating, like to see him around. And, you know, he always funny. We always joke about it. Like, he's like, I don't remember you coming around. I was like, dude, I slept like at your house. And like,
so he was like your big brother.
Well, him and Robbie McKinley, shout out Robbie McKinley. Mm-hmm. They lived together, him and Chris. Mm-hmm. And Robbie especially helped me out a ton.
Didn't he skate for Blind?
He skated for Blind and then skated for Girl.
I don't know why I know that.
No, that's perfect.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Ronnie vs. Daewon.
Yeah.
The first one, yeah.
Because I used to watch, my favorite part of that was the Blind segment.
Oh, yeah.
The ninja beat, Gideon Choice.
Oh, that was Ronnie vs. Daewon, too.
Oh, but do you remember that?
Oh, Gideon is fucking ill.
Whatever happened to Gideon Choice? That dude had style.
I talked to Ronnie.
Do you remember
Krieger.
That guy?
Yeah, totally. He's
Do you
one
remember
of my favorites.
His part in that segment in that video?
He has one of the best tray flips over a trash can.
The backside tail slide.
He does a bunch of ill shit. He does front blunt varial flip.
Yeah, and he had a nasty tray flip too over that trash can.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Do you know your shit?
Because I used to watch that part, just that one segment of that video over and over. Just him and James Craig too.
Oh yeah.
And then.
Ronnie Krieger,
obviously.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I used to watch that over and over. I just thought the music, it had like these like ninja beats and stuff. Yeah,
that beat was super ill. Especially, I went to that premiere.
Oh, you went to the premiere?
It was in San Diego. It was one of the first ones. Do I have stuff in my face?
No, that's me. It's me. No, it's not you. And trust me, it's just me.
I have
a lot of
you
stuff.
You know how people look at each other like,
yeah,
dude.
But do you do that too? I noticed that you're aware of your like...
Yeah,
stuff.
I feel like there's like a hair on my nose, and I think it's just tickling. But I think like there's something there.
Do you have like sometimes get like a longer nose hair, and then it like, and then you just
and then you sneeze after.
Damn it. Okay. No, you're clear. You're crystal clear. It's my end that's kind of because I get
if we do this podcast, and I got a booger popping out.
Chels, does he look fine? He's clear, crystal, right? Crystal clear.
Hey,
It's me.
I heard that you're a real honest dude.
Dude, I told you I put Carmix on my nuts.
Yeah, that's true.
I get more honest than
honest
that.
Ass
yeah,
dude.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm honest about Sick. That. Yeah. So.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Gideon Choi.
I remember when he did that trick. He did the last couple tricks in his section. The whole crowd standing up and going ballistic.
Because
he was doing
Gideon's?
He did ollie over front blunt on this like double bench thing and then front blunt varial flip. Yeah. And I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah, yeah.
But that's when skateboard premieres, I mean, they were just the shit. You know what I mean?
Did he quit? He's gone.
You know what? I can't remember exactly what he's doing. Ronnie Krieger was like golfing with him recently.
Really?
He might
be like a surgeon now or something, huh?
I heard. Okay, it's, okay. These are two so opposite things.
Yeah.
He's either. It's either like he's a doctor.
Oh, for sure.
Or he's a stenographer.
Oh yeah, I can tell. Yeah, dude, for
like
sure.
A court stenographer.
Yeah,
you know?
Dude.
I heard one of those two, and I can't remember which one it was.
Oh, dude, it's definitely one of them.
It's definitely one of them.
Yeah, I could totally see him doing one. Yeah, yeah. For sure.
Which one would you lean towards?
Surgeon, yeah, doctor. Me too. Yeah, yeah. I could see him in a lab coat.
Oh yeah, yeah, for sure.
And then one of his patients, hey, can you sign this like a VHS tape of Rodney Day One Two?
That'd
like,
be sick.
Yeah.
I was a big fan of him. Yeah. All those dudes and. I don't know where.
I was bringing up. Not to get off track. Nine Club.
How Nine Club.
Roger, how you met Roger and Chris? How did that even formulate?
To go into it, really. I moved to Venice in 2000. Long story.
No, short. No, go ahead.
I moved to Venice in 2011. I moved in with Roger. Roger one day was like, "Hey, I got on Facebook. He's like, I got a spot open."
Describe to the viewers and listeners who Roger is and like a brief
Roger
history.
Is an amazing videographer who films for like Hot Ones now and did like Viva La Bam.
He filmed
the audio video back in the day.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, and he filmed like a bunch of footage, like super ill dudes, and he filmed really good stuff. I always knew who he was. I would see him in the credits. I'm like, oh, Roger Bagley. I ended up moving in with him, or he lives from Boston. He had a room open. I moved in with him. I ended up moving out a couple years later. He's like, I came back to LA. He's like, dude, your room's open again if you want the same one.
Really?
So I went back into the room.
Same rent?
It was a little more expensive.
You're right,
dude,
right.
Actually, like,
but that's good rent. I mean,
it was fair. Yeah, it was a huge three-bedroom apartment.
Three-bedroom.
But it was like I had a roommate who was a guy, Josh, that I'm good friends with now.
Skater, too?
He used to skate. Uh-huh. He works at Box Water, actually. Like,
oh,
homie,
cool.
He grew up skating from Orange County.
Yeah.
But now he's like works at Box Water and hang out with him outside of skating. I ended up hanging out with those guys. I skated for a year. I turned pro that year.
For Expedition or?
I did Chico Brennis. I wrote for Chico Brennis' company.
What's the name of that?
It was called Central.
Is it still around?
It's not around right now, but it was a rad company. Mm-hmm. He turned me pro. Fucking very thankful for that.
Dude, like, I love Chico.
Chico's got the illest style.
Yeah, for days. Chocolate.
And then I ended up working. Or no, sorry. I got an Expedition. I was living there. And then Roger and Chris would always come over. And they were just like, dude, we're going to, they weren't even really talking about doing a show.
Yeah.
They were just like, Chris was trying to do, there was the Back 40. He had a company with Mark Johnson and Kenny.
Right.
He was trying to do that with those two.
Oh, I kind of remember that they made hats and stuff like that.
Yeah, funny skits.
Yeah, yeah.
Super funny.
What happened
like,
to that?
It kind of just fizzled out. I think Chris was like really on it.
Yeah.
But like Mark and Kenny are like big pro skaters and kind of got their own worlds. They got families and shit like that.
Yeah, I can only imagine.
And they live kind of far apart.
Yeah.
So me and Roger and Chris live with Roger. And Chris is right down the street.
How close was Chris to you guys?
I mean, he still lives right there. It's like
5 minute walk or something?
Yeah, it's like if you bike there, it's like, yeah, two to five minutes.
That close?
Yeah, it's really close.
So you guys were in the same proximity?
And I came back from Japan and I was sitting there. I was laying on the couch and I was like so burnt out from the whole flight, you know? And they were just
How long was the flight from Tokyo back
here? Probably like 11 hours.
Jeez. Oh, man.
I could talk to you an hour.
I have never been to Tokyo. I could talk to you just about Japan.
I have
a lot of questions about Japan, but continue.
Oh, it's awesome. Yeah, I think I remember that flight. Someone was smoking a cigarette in the bathroom. And I thought that was insane.
Oh, my God.
That's a kind of a gnarly
definitely
thing
Definitely an
do.
Asian man. Time stamp that.
I just thought it was hilarious that it was like the very end of the flight. Like, he was an hour left.
Get nicotine pouches or freaking this, dude.
Can you dip on the plane?
Oh, I do it all the time. Yeah, dude. All day, every day, brother.
All day, every day.
Yeah, dude.
What's the weirdest place you chew dip, except for an airplane?
Well, we used to do it to cut weight in the sauna, and we'd be naked in there just dipping.
Oh, you and your homies? like, dude, you wee. No,
yeah, me and a fellow wrestler trying to make weight. So, so yeah, my homie, naked. my wrestling homie.
So you guys get naked.
Yeah.
And then with your dip.
Yeah.
Didn't it get like, is it soggy? The not anything
I'll
else, but
a,
the.
I'll put another one in.
Another one or a thing?
Yeah.
Let me see what it looks like. Dude, if I had that.
You would try it?
No.
Okay.
Yeah. Thank you, though. Mm-hmm. Appreciate that.
Yeah, it's, I don't know, it's, yeah, I mean, on an airplane, it's easy. As long as you, this is the way you do it. You have a napkin.
Okay.
And then you just, like, I don't spit. It'd be different if I had a spit.
Yeah, like you had a cup.
Yeah, and
like,
the stewardess walked by. And my, I'm like, hey, can I get that Coca-Cola, man?
I think I'd probably cry if I saw that in real life.
Like if you saw.
Like, I saw a dude sitting there fucking spitting into it and putting it down. I would probably.
You just
cry.
Do that, and then when you dispose of it, you just go like that, and then take it out, and then I put it, and you know that little flap at the in front of, like in the back of the.
Yeah.
You just, I just put it in there.
That's disgusting.
But it's curled up in a ball.
So someone has to find that.
No, when they come around, when the stewardess comes back, then I just throw it away.
Okay.
They don't know what's in here.
That's,
they think it's my
nice
snot.
You do that.
Yeah. I like the off-topic stuff we do.
Yeah, that's a fun. Love
the
it.
The off-topic stuff's the fun stuff too.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
No,
so
yeah,
you're back
no.
From, you're back from Japan.
Oh yeah.
You're tired on the couch.
Oh yeah, and they were just like,
continue.
They just kind of like, hey, we're gonna try something, and I'm like, dude, I'm gonna go in my room. You guys are being loud as shit. I come back out, or they knock on my door, and they're like,
well,
hey.
Chris and Roger.
Chris and Roger is like, hey, come out here. We're going to do a podcast. You're going to be our first guest. We're going to try it out right now. And I was like, what the?
Wait, what about the equipment?
Roger is a cameraman.
Oh, so he had all the camera stuff.
But it wasn't like our place.
Oh, you
now,
have legit condenser mic. I've seen your setup, man.
Dude, it's gnarly.
No, I've seen. I could tell, like, how you have, like, you use more than one camera.
Six cameras. Six, like, legit, like, gnarly cameras. Yeah. It's
you
funny.
Six?
Yeah.
Can I ask you what kind?
It's a good question. I don't know. They're legit. Like, they're big. And I'm like.
Are they? They're bigger than the Lumix here?
Yes.
So they're, like, with the Canon, like the legit
they're
movie
camera. Yeah, you don't have to, like, press on and off because it goes for whatever. You know, like, we.
What the fuck?
They just press, leave it on, and it just goes
really?
For days. Yeah.
Six cameras? Why
Roger's
six?
Gnarly.
Why six? There's only three dudes. I can
see
three.
No. You got my angle.
You got Chris's angle.
You have one of
But Roger, in the well, Jerron's on there now, but, like, Roger's usually where Jerron is.
You have a wide angle. Okay. Chris, Rod, Jerron, Jerron is where Roger is now.
Where the guest is, too. So the guests are
okay.
Sitting next to it.
Let's say this. Okay. You got Chris, you got Roger, Jerron spot, so that's a corner, and then you got, so that's two. Then you got the guest, three. And then you have a
that's
double shot.
That's all you need, three. That's three.
Double shot, which is Rod and the guest. And then you have the big pullback thing, and then you got me. And
all right, we need to get two more cameras. Like, now I'm realizing we need more than this one.
No, because then you have to edit more, and you're like,
Who edits your shit?
So Chris and Roger used to do the whole thing.
Dude, it must have taken them.
They were
hours.
It was beast. Like those guys
all night.
Yeah,
all night.
I would hear because I live there. Because that's the apartment I lived in, and so I would my room is like the wall behind it is Roger's room, and you could just hear him. The music and like the audio playing and like him editing all night.
How
like,
long would it take him back in the day?
I think I think he got down to a point it was like take him 6 hours. But then he would go back. But now our homie Tim Olson, he's awesome skateboarder. He's working at the Barracks, Friendship Skateboards.
Yeah.
He does it and he's hilarious.
And
so we all are like friends and like we all have our weird sense of humor, whatever it is, and it just works out.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
How'd you come up with a name? Why the 9 Club?
That was definitely Chris. Like that whole thing. That's a brainchild of Chris and Chris and Roger for sure.
Dude, it's
and I'm
so
just glad to be there.
Right.
Like,
I think that the timing of it, you guys released it at the right time.
I think because
you're the premier.
Yeah, podcast. I'm stoked.
There's
for
no
sure.
Other competitors. Who are your competitors? No one.
Well, you know there's a couple podcasts that that are rad. Like there's The Bunt, which is awesome. There's another podcast called The Bomb Hole. It's like more of a snowboarding.
Oh,
but like Chris Grenier and
right.
Stone do it. I went on there. They're out of Salt Lake City.
Yeah, but yours. You guys are the premier skateboard. Anything skateboarding. You guys are the legitimate premier
Thank
podcast.
You. It's cool.
You don't agree?
No, I mean, dude, there is no other skate podcast.
There's
like that.
None. Who else?
The production behind
it. Oh, Tony and
Jason
Ellis have.
That's a great podcast too. But they don't have the production of what Roger and Chris are doing. It's like, I'm like, this is unbelievable.
Dude, your shit looks crispy. I always wonder, like, how they
make lights
it?
We have.
Oh, dude, it looks.
You should come over sometime. Check
I would
it
like
out.
To check it out. I mean, come is over. That okay?
Yeah.
I just hope I don't fan out on those guys.
Oh no! Just come kick it. I mean, it's funny that
I might get real weird with Chris.
Oh, not at all. Chris, hey, you should get Chris.
I might start.
Would you get those dudes on the show?
Oh, I would love it.
Chris, I saw Chris yesterday. I was like, dude, I'm going to Stevie Weeby's show. He's like, why didn't he ask me? And I was
he's heard of it?
Yeah.
Get the fuck out of here.
We've actually talked about you on our show before.
No! Timestamp it. I'm freaking out. Really?
Yeah.
I would love them here. I actually, can I tell you, I saw Chris skate at Stoner.
Oh, yeah.
And I was on the inside, I was a cheerleader on the inside.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I was just sitting on my board, just watching him like he was like Leonardo DiCaprio. Like,
when he was like skating a lot, he had a, like a really unique, like, not even unique. He was really good at like nose grinds.
No slide.
Front side, no slides.
And
he did it really good. Yeah. He stood out.
Yeah.
And, yeah. It was pretty.
I was watching him take his turns and the way he was just real casual. You know how people get gnarly? Yeah. Like, get out of my. Like, he was literally like just standing and just hands to the hips waiting for his turn.
He's really casual when he skates. Yeah.
Like he was taking a picnic or something. I was like, oh, I like his. Like his vibe was like just real chill.
He didn't. Like I always look at the way people do tricks, and he has a really casual way of like moving his arms.
Yeah,
he's not like doing the conductor where his arms are going all nuts. Like you know, you're just like, dude, what? Like he's really smooth, and when he grinds, and it's fun to watch, dude. It's you know, I hate giving him compliments right now.
Why is that?
He's probably like, oh yeah, here we go.
Oh, he likes that.
Yeah.
All right, let's timestamp.
He talks so much shit to me all the time.
Why?
No, I'm just kidding.
Does I'm interested in this. Does he critique your style? Or do you critique, like, you just gave him a good review on his style, but.
I mean, I wouldn't, I don't think Chris would really critique my style. Yeah. I don't think you would even care to do it, to be honest.
But does style matter in skateboarding?
Yes.
That's my better, that's the style
definitely matters.
More than the tricks?
I personally go style over tricks. I'm not just trying to be the cool guy. I usually can, like, if someone could put together something really, like, smooth and good, like, and thought out, and then maybe put some good music to it, it's makes me really happy.
It does.
I watch, like, a Mark Johnson part, or...
He's got style, too.
Yeah, it's, like, really smooth, or, like, even, like, a Josh Kalis, like, someone's got a lot of snap doing, that's why I wanted the tray flips.
Yeah.
People that really think things out and put things together well is like
he's
very
got
important.
Good style too. Stevie's got y'all do.
Oh,
y'all
thank you. No, yeah. I'm like,
dude, time flew by with you, Kelly. You got to come back for a part two. Time flew back. Can we review some like? Okay, so
that was damn. You guys do for an hour, huh?
Yeah, I don't go past an hour.
That's smart.
But on top of all that is this week is crazy for me because I have two live podcasting Scissor Bro shows that I have to prepare for.
Oh, wow.
So we have a show in Oxnard, and then we have one on Sunday, and then I have to do a stand-up guest spot on set. Like, it's a crazy week for me.
Oh, dude, thanks for fitting me in.
Dude, anytime.
No.
And the Nine Club is always welcome here on the CB Weeby Show. I didn't think they knew about this podcast.
Yeah.
I'm glad that they do.
Yeah.
I do love having, I don't get a lot of skateboarders, but I would love more.
Yeah. Well, dude, I can help you get some if you want some. And if you need some chapstick, I can get you some, too.
Okay, really?
Yeah, I think so. Okay. I mean, I'll buy some for you. I don't have a sponsor or anything. Actually, I wouldn't mind that. It'd be fucking sick.
Let's say in a multiverse or in a different universe, let's say I stuck with skateboarding and I was extremely good and I had my own pro model. Guess what my first design would be?
Chapstick.
Yo, Carmex in the
board. Dipping Carmex.
It would just be a yellow board. With like my nuts and garments. That'd be a hot seller, huh?
Yeah. That sounds like a skate mental graphic. You know,
Mental does some like funny ass. Shane O'Neill's.
He used to write for Staba.
Okay.
Brad Staba does
okay,
it. But
yeah,
like,
that's right.
He does like funny ass shit.
Yeah, yeah. That are they still around as well?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Can we display some of the other stuff in the box and stuff so we could. Yeah, dude. No, we're good.
Dude, I want to, where can I, we'll get talk, I want to watch you, I've never been to a stand-up.
I just started back again, like, another, because say, you're saying stand-up, you're about to bring up stand-up comedy, right?
Yeah.
I bombed horrifically the last time I did it, so now.
Are you terrified?
I got rid of all, I was doing, like, micro penis jokes and stuff, yeah. And it bombed, so I'm not going to do that anymore, so this Saturday, I have no act, like, I have to come up with an act for this Saturday, and that's why, another reason why I'm,
do
like.
Do huge penis jokes.
That would be false.
You have to do the exact opposite.
I know.
What if they go nuts? You're like, dude.
Oh, like.
You just walk up like, yo,
say,
I have
the bit, like, huge. I know I'm an Asian guy, but I have a really big penis.
Yeah.
Oh, that angle.
Yeah.
Even though it's a goddamn lie.
No, you don't. They don't know that.
Okay, you're right. They don't know that.
Like, so. Tell them about the CarMax.
Oh, okay, that's
like
why.
It's
so
big. I have
so much surface to cover.
Yeah, I have to use the whole stick of CarMax.
The CarMax.
Yeah. That's disgusting.
I've used a lot.
But yeah.
I used a lot during one session.
Give you some nightclub gear.
Oh yes.
Roger was like, "Dude, give us some."
Can I give
gear.
Her one of the shirts?
Of course. This size medium. Is that okay?
Yeah. Throw her away. Yeah. Which one do you want, Chels?
Tight.
Yeah.
I got a couple sweatshirts.
Can I give her one?
Yeah, whatever you guys want to share. That's is it weird to like give people other people podcasts on their podcast?
Chels?
Is it disrespectful? I don't know.
Dude, I love it. Can I flash it?
Yeah. Nine
okay.
Club.
I want to do a commercial for the Nine Club right now. Although.
Okay.
So 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Subscribe today to the premier skateboarding podcast across the globe, The Nine Club. YouTube.com/The Nine Club?
Yeah, probably.
Okay.
Yep.
Subscribe today. Yeah?
Subscribe, like, subscribe.
Episodes drop every
Monday, Wednesday, and sometimes Fridays. Every other Friday.
You drop several in 1 week?
We do like 3 usually.
Oh, clips too?
We have a highlights channel. Check the highlights channel and more Nine Club channel. Yeah, it's a lot of. It's
you
lot
guys
of,
are killing it.
Yeah, it's fun. I mean, shout out Roger and Chris, Tim. I'm proud to be a part of
it.
And
that you're a part of a real good thing, man.
I mean, I think.
How does it feel? You're a part of like the podcast for
fucking
skateboarding.
I'm so proud of it.
Are you grateful? Do you thank those guys? Like,
hell yeah.
Because that was the right place, right time, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, but like, and I skated for so long. I feel like I went, that was like my college. Like studying skateboarding, loving it.
Yeah.
And then we do the talk show and I'm like, I know all the guests. Mm-hmm. I know mostly about what they do. And mm-hmm. I know.
Chris has love for you, doesn't he?
I think Chris does.
He does.
You know, he gives me shit. You know,
he does.
Yeah,
I could tell.
Yeah.
At the end of that. He has mad love. For, like,
he gets mad when people bring up, I did a fakie tray flip fakie manual at the courthouse.
You did it too?
He did switch flip manual, and I did a fakie tray flip to fakie manual.
That tall.
Yeah, I don't know how I did that, but I did it.
Andrew was explaining the other day how high that is.
Yeah, it's tough. It's like.
It would be high just to all. I mean, high.
It's high to Ollie. But
yeah.
Especially when you get older, it's gets higher. You know?
So can you describe what you did again? The
I did a fakie 360 kickflip. Fakie 360 flip.
Are you goofy?
I'm goofy.
Okay.
So
gotcha,
fakie 360 flip.
Yeah, gotcha.
And I landed on like to fakie mail, like switch nose manual.
Yeah,
fakie manual across that stage, and it's like it's probably like that tall. So it worked out, and it was like
how'd
a dream
you
trick.
Lock into that?
It was a dream trick.
How do you lock in? Just, like once you get up there, it's already an
accomplishment. It's hard to do that, but I just got in and it worked out. You watch the footage. I'm like. Struggling to stand up from it.
Didn't he do? Then what did Chris do? Regular tray flip manual.
He did switch kickflip manual. He did a bunch of dope shit on it.
Switch up that. Thing.
Yeah, what yeah. It's tough. I mean, dude, he did a lot of dope stuff that people don't really talk about too much. But he did a lot of other shit that was like amazing too.
How high is that? Is it this high?
It's not that high.
But is it?
It's like that. Yeah.
It's this high.
Let me see that board real quick. I can probably tell you how compared to the board how tall it is. Like I can just like put it on the ground. I think it's like. Yeah, it's around that tall.
Just to get up that thing.
Yeah. And it's one of those things that doesn't maybe sound that tall. When you go, you're like, whoa, that's fucking kind of... Like, when you're skating it's tall.
Yeah,
it's tall.
What's the surface like on top of it? Is it like
it's
slick?
Smooth.
It's slick?
So if you fall, you just slide.
You slide.
It's really... It feels nice.
Now, do you skate the edges of it like as a ledge or something?
I have.
Yeah.
I've done a few tricks on it, but that it's kind of roughed
Louise.
Up now.
Can we promote... Can we now promote your social media and all that stuff?
Kelly Hart, dude. At Kelly Hart. thanks for letting me come on here.
So
yeah,
the Instagram, Kelly Hart.
I kind of just, dude, I haven't done any hard posts for a minute. I kind of just like doing stories and having fun with it. Mm. And
why is that? You're verified as well, aren't you?
Yeah.
Okay.
There was so much shit happening this last couple, like, year or two, mm-hmm. that I was like, whatever I'm saying right now doesn't, like, people don't need to, like, talk to each other about it and whatever. I don't know, like, I want to let people say what they have to say publicly and, like, have forums about it.
Yeah.
Like, I just like doing it. If you want to talk to me, you can DM me about what we're doing. Mm-hmm. I post sometimes here and there, but, mm-hmm. like.
Do you think it's bad to post too much? Like, it's like, because people already know, like, you do one post, they're like, dude, we get it.
You know, it's like, yeah, I'm always just like, does someone really need to see this?
Right.
And maybe I'm thinking too harsh.
No, I think you're on to something. I think they get it 24/7, like, all the time you're on, it's like, we get it.
And it's like, cool, like,
flustered with it.
But, like, I don't want to, like, I don't know, like, post some photo of my dog. I'm like, they don't need. I don't even have a dog.
But you're saying it depends on context. Let's say you have an episode you want to promote. Yeah, okay, that's.
I'll put that on my story because it's something that I can promote, and then like people could swipe up and whatever. But I also think too much about things. But about this, I just don't. I'm not really tripping. It's all good.
Oh, okay, great.
Not about this. I'm talking about like the
hard
post.
Hard
post.
Thanks, dude. It was an honor having you.
Well, can I give you
please. Dude, you didn't have to do all that.
Yeah. I got you. So I'm a team manager for S Footwear.
Oh my god!
And a Mob Grip. I got you some grip tape. And I got you some wheels.
Mob Grip tape.
Yeah.
I got you some wheels.
So these are the
clouds. Thank you, Kelly.
That are like really, really good cruiser wheels. So if you want to skate around.
Thank you so much.
Like if you want to do some flat ground. Or
oh
whatever,
my
speed
god!
Rings, Rikta
thank
speed
you
rings.
So much.
I'm a team manager for Rikta.
So
team manager
get your
for
Rikta
Mob.
Wheels today. Dude, you know, I got to get a setup. I need to start skating again. Yeah, it's
if you need shoes, I were...
Dude, don't even trip, dude. I got those right there.
No, I'm team manager for S Footwear. I can get you anything you want.
Oh, my goodness. Subscribe to my club today.
I was trying to plug
so Rikta Wheels.
Rikta Wheels.
Wow.
Yeah.
They sell these at, like, pharmacy skate shop and stuff?
I believe so, yeah.
Dude, this is so cool. You brought too much, my friend.
No, well, you know, this.
Oh, my
you
God. This is amazing, dude. Yeah, I mean, maybe you, me, and Andrew could cruise around one day.
Yeah.
I'd be so nervous skating with you guys. No, but Andrew, dude, he's chill.
I mean, everyone.
He's at the barracks tonight.
He has got the key, so.
Yeah.
We should go to the barracks, dude.
Want to?
Yeah, let's not go to Stoner. Let's go to the barracks.
My whole fear is if we go there and there's like a whole
no
scene.
No one cares.
If there's a whole scene.
You have to really think about it. No one cares.
No one cares.
Yeah. That's why little dick jokes, all good, dude.
Okay, it's all good.
Like,
okay.
Just because you bombed doesn't mean.
Okay, that's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's another day. There's another day. Yeah. So you, me, Andrew, a couple, and maybe my sister bro, Jeremiah.
I would love to meet that dude. He's
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Sounds fun. I mean, I've watched this shit. He's funny as hell.
Yeah. Maybe we could all... They're there right now, actually. I think Andrew and my friend Dylan are over there.
Oh, sick.
Yeah. Do you have the keys, too? Like, who gets a key?
I don't know. I don't have one.
You don't have... I thought for sure you guys had one.
I grew up... Hey, shout out to the Barracks. They've helped me out a lot down the line. Go see my recruit. Check it out. It's old as fuck, but it was a fun time.
Oh, you have a recruit?
Yeah.
Okay, so let's promote that. So how do they see Kelly Hart's recruit video?
I don't know. I think you can see it online. I don't know. Yeah. On the Barracks or on
YouTube.
Just
type in Kelly Hart skateboarding.
Kelly Hart recruit.
Kelly Hart recruit.
Yeah, that's what
on YouTube.
Yeah. Chase Gabor, he filmed it. My dog. And I got your 9 Club stickers, and
oh,
if you want to kick me out,
you know I'm putting them all
dude,
over
please,
here.
Dude, please.
Oh, I will. I'll have them right in the middle.
Yeah.
Yeah. And for then, sure. For sure. Can I give her a couple? Yeah. Give her a couple.
Oh, yeah. Whatever you want.
See,
and then,
it's good you came. You got a t-shirt, sweatshirt,
your
bag. You got some Sour Patch Kids.
A lot of Sour Patch Kids.
I didn't get you a drink, though. I feel bad.
There's water there.
I have Red Bull, Apple Snapple for you. Okay. Apple Snapple. Go to stevieweebyshow.com. That's a website. Go to youtube.com/scissorbros, patreon.com/stevieweeby, patreon.com/scissorbros, stevieweebybandcamp.com. If you go on Spotify, type in Q-U-A-N-G-O-U. The newest thing I have is on there. I feel stir crazy. If you want to send any packages, send them to 1425 North Cherokee Avenue, P.O. Box 1391, L.A., California, 90093. Dude, it was an honor having you.
Dude,
I
want to
roll around with you and Andrew.
Yeah.
That'd be fun. Till next time.
Love you guys.
My buddy Skip is a trip, feeling blue like a crib. Framed for robbing a bank, letting loose from the hip. He really couldn't predict this grip, a soul full of angst. Him and Henry Woodward Peckers did a song and dance at bit. Oh, rodeo man in the West, you can. You're the best on the land to bless the sands. Do the bull with your hand, oh Skip, you can. Get that fucking bull, pull on that rope. Feeling still crazy, maintaining against the grain. Making me wanna get in a plane. The pain inside my brain never ends, sustained. I'm down for the count on the ground. Living today, don't give it away, the peace and the praise, the rays. Shining it down to mightiest crowns, the finest of frowns delayed. Skippy's afraid, he feels betrayed, lift this way, can deal with shade. A spade, he made the greatest blade in a charade of pain. I am not a man, I am an animal, a male. I live by maritime, the law of water about to sail. When my mother had me, I slipped out of her canal. What you call a sailing ship is named after a female.
Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.